Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee, and happy Friday. We are here today. We're talking all things hospitality, restaurants, business, Milwaukee, civic life, and more. Honored to be joined by David Marcus, the CEO and Managing Director of Marcus Investments. We'll say throughout my career, I've always appreciated David taking the time, even if it's just a lunch or a coffee here and there, to sit down with me to talk about Milwaukee and just life as a whole. So today, I'm truly thankful he's taking the time out of his day to talk business community with us, get into some news you can use around hotels and restaurants and maybe even mattresses in a state of, you know, legacy families. The Marcus family definitely stands tall. Theaters and real estate and restaurants and hotels and more. The Marcuses are a signature part of business, entertainment, and the hospitality fabric all across the state and especially here in Greater Milwaukee. I want to lead just quick. I know, David, you're not going to speak specifically on behalf of your brother, Greg, but a little news from our news partners at the Business Journal yesterday. 9% decrease in total revenue year over year for Marcus Corp to start the year. You know, obviously we're heading into a really strong summer season. What accounts maybe for a little slower time period first 3 months?
You know, after recovering from the pandemic, I think that having the Hollywood strike was unhelpful in terms of the amount of product that was produced.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, the winter is our tough season on the hotel side. But, you know, things are really encouraging. Obviously, Hollywood is getting its ship in order and they're producing a lot more product now. So we're encouraged by that. And the hotels with the RNC coming, there's a lot of people coming to Milwaukee. So we're encouraged for the next season.
Through my lens, and I think all moviegoers, it was kind of an underwhelming slate of new releases in the first 3 months. I know the Sherman family wasn't at a theater in the first 3 months of the year. And
come on,
that's going to get better into the summer. I actually spent some time yesterday looking at some of the previews and, you know, some big stuff coming for summer and for the holiday season, which seems far away, but always big movies then.
You know, the trouble with movies, you know, they produce them. They only had so many. And if they're not producing enough and they're trying to stretch it out over a period, there's just not enough to go around. So but we're looking forward to summer and Milwaukee should be a really fun place to be.
Very good. We're also joined today from the Marcus Corporation. All business lanes, all the time. But Alex Cazama, Vice President of Food and Beverage, Executive Chef for Benson's Restaurant Group. Alex, we'll bring you on later. I want to talk about trends you're seeing in the restaurant business. You got some big events happening this weekend as well. A little bit more on David. David started Marcus Investments in 2006, correct?
That's right. Yep.
Before that, you were a managing partner of Internet and Network Solutions business in South Florida. I heard you had a radio show for that business too. So I'm hoping to learn a little bit from you as you sit and we talk.
I think you're doing just fine, Jeff. You don't need to learn anything from me. Yeah.
David graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with an MBA in real estate, did his undergrad at Boston University, sits on a bunch of boards across the area. Today, as we always do on The Upswing, we're going to celebrate the possible with leaders who truly care and do and help move Milwaukee and Wisconsin forward each and every day. More with David Marcus when we come back. This is The Upswing. We're going to start at the beginning. The Marcus family story, Ripon, Wisconsin, 1935, where Ben Marcus bought his very first business, a movie theater. And then we're going to move on, talk about Big Boy, because you got to talk about Mark's Big Boy when you have David Marcus in the studio. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ, and I'm Jeff Sherman. Welcome back to The Upswing, honoring those who dedicate their lives to keeping us safe. WTMJ is highlighting first responders who went above and beyond this past year through Steve Scafidi's Salute to Service, presented by Waterstone Bank and sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. You can nominate your first responder now at WTMJ.com or on the WTMJ mobile app. The nomination period is open now through May 10th. Finalists will be recognized during Hero Week that runs May 20th through May 24th. Help us tell your stories. Steve Scafidi's Salute to Service, presented by Waterstone Bank and sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Welcome back to David Marcus and Alex Sazama. David, for those who don't know the family history, your grandfather Ben kind of began the family business, if you will, 1935 in Ripon?
Well, he was living in Minneapolis,
okay,
and he was an ad salesman for a local paper. And a lot of his customers were movie theaters. Back in the day, your movie times were actually advertisements that you would take out with a local paper.
Hmm.
And so he saw that it was a good business, and he said he wanted to open a theater, and he started looking. Minneapolis, St. Paul, pretty jammed up. They had all the theaters they needed. So he started driving into Wisconsin on the weekends,
okay,
and he came across a burned-out department store in Ripon, Wisconsin on Main Street.
Hmm.
And he and a cousin and a friend invested as partners and converted that theater, which still exists to this day, to a single auditorium theater.
Hmm.
That my grandfather worked the projector and my grandmother worked the candy counter. And I think seeing it, you know, having it exist to this day is really valuable, because when you think of the company in its total, it's hard to wrap your head around. But when you think of it in terms of a single business that was operated by two people, and that's really what our businesses throughout the years have always been, is just one trying to do one more thing.
Yeah. And then by like 1941, you had theaters in Tolma and Sparta and Reedsburg, Oshkosh, Neenah, Appleton.
Yep.
Wauwatosa, my hometown. So, you know, the empire grew quickly.
It did. My grandfather was very determined, and, you know, he would just get up every day and try and do one more thing.
So the path to the family business for yourself, I'm guessing hospitality is kind of always in your blood, but did you know that, hey, when I'm done with my MBA, this is what I want to do? Or did you want to go do your own thing?
No, you know what? I grew up in a big shadow. My grandfather, my dad, they both, you know, were very accomplished, and our businesses were very public. So for me personally, I wanted to figure out what I wanted to do. And, you know, thankfully, my dad was really good about allowing us to find the path that made us, you know, fulfilled us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hospitality and operations were certainly in our blood. Every dinner, and Alex has witnessed this firsthand, but really all of, you know, we're operators. And so we spend a lot of time talking about operations and hospitality and service. And so, it, you know, it's in our blood for sure.
Yeah.
And it certainly got, I was certainly drawn back to it.
And probably being, you know, having the big boy franchise under the family umbrella, being able to go to that restaurant every day, or
it was very impactful.
As family dinners, you saw what service was all about. And really early on in kind of the franchise game, you had to have learned a ton just by osmosis.
I mean, if you just think about all of the places I spent all of my time, whether it was the Pfister Hotel or the cafe or Big Boys or Captain's Steak Joint, you just, the number of different businesses that I, you know, in hospitality, whether it was Budgetel and Baymont, you know, we were always focused on hospitality and operations. So, you know, the amount I learned, it was like being at a university.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a thing, you know, it's really what drew me back to hospitality, is that I was selling technology and it's a homogeneous product and we were better than everybody else. But at the end of the day, you're competing on price, and with hospitality, you can differentiate.
So what all falls underneath the Marcus Investments portfolio?
So Benson's Restaurant Group, which consists of Onesto, the Edison in the Third Ward, Smoke Shack Barbecue, Blue Bat Kitchen, AJ Bombers, and Bridgewater. And we are the parent company of Zaffiro's Pizza.
Okay.
Then that's Benson's Restaurant Group. We've got Verlo Mattress. So we are the parent company of Verlo Mattress. We also operate the local Verlo franchisee.
Okay.
And we have a real estate group called Marquee Capital, and we are on our second fund now and investing in a variety of retail and senior living assets.
It was exciting to see the restaurant group be a part of the Deer District and then the New Fashioned. Alex, are you involved in that project directly?
I am, yeah. I was in charge of creating all of the food.
Okay.
With the Bars and Rec team there.
You know, kind of taking over a national space with local providers had to be really heartening. And, you know, truly, it's what the market needed. It kind of just had to evolve that way. How have the first several weeks been there?
It's been really awesome to be a part of that project and get our foot into the Fiserv area. There's definitely ebbs and flows with the programming of the spaces, but love the building, love the mix between Bars and Rec and Benson's there.
Very good.
If you look at that space, the I love the way the bowling alleys are laid out. They have 8 bowling alleys, but they're broken up 2 here, 2 there, 4 here. So you can, as a group, go and rent an area and have a party in your own space. It's just a really cool place. And the food that Alex and the team did.
It really gives you a good appreciation for how much design matters in spaces. Because you got to walk in. You don't want to be overwhelmed. But you got to know that, hey, the kids can be in this area. The families can be in this area. But there's a ton to do. And it's all about entertainment and the hospitality experience.
And it's fun to see that being done by a guy like Matt Rinka and local design and that talent to, you know, envision things that Milwaukee are not used to seeing.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the pending impact of the Baird Center on Marcus Corporation and Marcus Investments business and much, much more. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined today by David Marcus and Alex Sazama from Marcus Corporation, Marcus Investments. David, the $456 million completion of the Baird Center opens this spring. I was honored to serve on the Wisconsin Center District Board for a couple terms, sat next to your father for many meetings. So it was a wonderful experience, honored to be a small part of that. What impact do you see, you know, the Baird Center having not only on the city but on your businesses?
I mean, our businesses in particular really benefit from a convention center that's strong. But for our area, it brings people in. And when I think, you know, Milwaukee is, it's the old sampling is the best marketing for Milwaukee. When people come to Milwaukee and they see what it's all about and they see how the quality of life and what a great city we have. It just presents really well. So I think from a marketing standpoint, the convention center is key to bringing people into Milwaukee that wouldn't necessarily have come here for a vacation. And then they may come back for a vacation. And just from businesses, it activates everything. If you just think of the Northwestern Convention that happens every year is vital to our city from a restaurant perspective, from a hotel perspective. It activates everything and it makes our downtown more fun. So it really brings out a lot of benefits.
Yeah, that annual Northwestern Mutual gathering with all the agents is one of my favorite of the summer. It brings such a new energy to downtown with families and people staying all over the area. And it's wonderful. I love to see it. So in terms of the kind of the activation of all the restaurant groups, how do you, Alex, continue to create unique experiences for each one of the restaurants, but have it under one umbrella? Is that a unique challenge there?
You know what? It's a unique challenge, but for me, it's a personal benefit because if I had to coordinate one restaurant or two restaurants, I think I'd get bored. And I love the challenge of kind of being able to put on a barbecue hat and go create with the team there and then kind of turn that off and then go walk over to Edison. And, you know, it's a really unique, awesome, rewarding position to be in.
And he won't toot his own horn, but the amount of different types of food Alex has mastered has been impressive because he's really been the driving force for the food at all of our restaurants throughout the years.
And how do the kitchens at each one of the places play together in terms of concepts? Do you like, we're going to bring this from the Edison to AJ Bombers or vice versa?
Sure. There's a little bit of overlap as far as like ingredient sourcing and stuff like that. But for the most part, each restaurant is treated completely separate.
Okay. What are some of the trends you're seeing in the restaurant industry now?
Sure. That's a great question. Definitely approachability, kind of a little bit less fussy food, comfort food for sure. Value and consistency has been paramount at this point.
In terms of approachability, is that ingredients that are just recognizable and everyday, or is it?
I think it's a little bit of the ingredients. It's how the menu's written as well.
Okay.
You know, being able to pronounce what you're ordering is really important to us. And
yes.
Yeah. People, look, I think that starting from a place at the center, I think ingredients can be very creative. You can add and incorporate a lot of interesting things. But I think that at the end of the day, people's food habits are driven by things that speak to their heart. So it's like whether it's Elsa's pork chop variation number two that lives in my soul. I feel like those kinds of things are really important. And then from there, our teams are doing incredibly creative things and using lots of different ingredients. I think one of the other trends I'm seeing locally, not even locally, is the idea that really interesting cultural food is being served in environments that are much more elevated, whether it's Saffron or room service that we just went to the other day. And to me, that's exciting to see where you're just seeing elevation of experience across the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have about 30, 45 seconds, but we can come back to this. But what do you have on tap for this coming weekend for Derby Day and Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, so Bridgewater is going to host their first annual Derby Watch Party.
Okay.
So that's good. We're going to have great food and drink specials. We're going to have weather pending. We'll have the indoor-outdoor bar fully opened up with the big screens. We're nice. Super excited about that.
Having the two restaurants on the river, on the water is great.
Yeah. And then, it's also a unique weekend that we get to enjoy Cinco de Mayo with Blue Bat, which I would argue that it's every day Cinco de Mayo there, but we'll
with 180 tequilas, it's hard not to.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll be doing some promotions with El Jimador and Nostra's tequila. Happy hour will be all day with a bunch of food specials as well.
Okay. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about concierge at hotels. Welcome back to The Upswing, entertaining, lively conversation around hospitality and the business of restaurants right here in Greater Milwaukee with David Marcus from Marcus Corporation and Marcus Investments. So, David, yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, the headline I saw, if you aren't using your hotel concierge, you're missing out. Hotel concierges around the world have been known to fly in big-name chefs, secure seemingly impossible reservations, and respond to fashion emergencies. Here's why you probably are underestimating what they can do. I've always appreciated the Pfister's concierge approach. I mean, we live in this kind of one-click booking world and Instagram-inspired hospitality world, but walking past and seeing concierge and that approach that, wow, I can walk up to a human being and know where I can go to dinner, ask the big questions. How important has that been to the hotel business?
I mean, I think for hotels like the Pfister, and if it's a higher touch hospitality driven hotel, it's a huge value, because understanding your local market is something that you can't do in one computer screen. And understanding what's been going on in the last few months and where you can go and what you can do, and then the ability to get you into restaurants and get you reservations that you wouldn't necessarily be able to get on your own. I think that's probably the biggest value that they can provide. They can't always provide it, but a lot of times they've got relationships with the restaurants and they can make things happen.
I mean, OpenTable and Toast and all the apps are wonderful, but you're not going to get that, high-end touch point that, wow, I can get you that table.
You know, the other pro tip I'd say is, even if you get denied on OpenTable, always call a restaurant, because, those are computers that are programmed to make sure things run smoothly. That means they don't want to overbook.
Okay.
So there's always a little wiggle room, I'd say, and it's always worth a call.
News you can use right here on The Upswing from David Marcus. That's how you get that table that you want at that restaurant you need to eat in. So, Alex, in terms of the business at your two newer restaurants, the Bridgewater and Edison, how's that been going? And the Bridgewater, for sure, an entire new neighborhood being built in the Harbor District. So that for that first patron experience, you got to be amazed at what you're building there.
Totally, yeah. With the partnership with Rincon, the design, I mean, they really knocked it out of the park, put a really beautiful environment together. And, I'm fortunate to be a part of the food creation to match that environment. So far in both locations, just very well received. You know, people are just loving the live fire cooking and the open kitchen environment at Bridgewater and the indoor-outdoor California casual environment.
And the Third Ward location is where? On Broadway, correct?
Yep. So it's on Broadway between
Buffalo and St. Paul.
Buffalo and St. Paul.
Right. Yep. Not too far from Onesto and Blue Bat and some of the other locations. Took over a former Wahlburger space. It's been open for just over a year now?
Yeah, about 6 months.
July.
Okay, wow, time flies. Yeah. Okay, and a lot of activations there in terms of the pedestrian walkway and the patio and everything that happens in the
Third Ward. Yeah, we have a huge outdoor patio there that's now, it's actually semi-enclosed and heated, so even during the shoulder season, it's a great spot to sit and people bring their dogs and enjoy a meal. It's a good spot.
Yeah, the Third Ward is just, it's amazing what's happened there in the last, I don't know, year and a half, but the last 20 years, especially.
My whole life, when I was a young kid, they were like, oh, the Third Ward's going to turn the corner. The Posners had developed they had an art gallery down there, and they had built condos. And my whole life, it never turned the corner until about 15 years ago, it started turning the corner. And I feel like it's one of the truly unique neighborhoods in our community.
That will be Monday's show. Jim Plaistad, the executive director of the Third Ward Association, and Paul Schwartz from the Milwaukee Public Market will join the upswing. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about sleep and mattresses. And I want to get to the RNC, but those three things aren't really related at all. But I'm really interested to dive into the business that is Verlo with David Marcus. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Honored today to be joined by David Marcus from Marcus Investments and Alex Tazama from the Benson's Restaurant Group. We are talking all things hospitality, restaurants, and more. But one of the portfolio businesses underneath Marcus Investments is Verlo Mattress that you acquired in 2011, I believe. 30-ish locations across the country. What surprised you the most about the sleep and mattress business?
Well, we looked at that deal for a long time, and I thought, God, everybody sells mattresses. And when I first went into a Verlo location, I realized that they were making the mattresses in the location. Hmm. And the big aha moment was that if it's the most hated purchase, right up with used car, because you spend a few thousand dollars on it, you have to live with it for 8 to 10 years, and you're using it every night, and so it affects your health and sleep. And Verlo's whole value proposition is, because we make them, if you're not happy, we can actually adjust it, or if trends change and you want memory foam in your bed, we can add it. So the ability to have a relationship with the customer is something that Verlo has. It's just very unique.
Such a personal decision, and increasingly, I mean, it always has been a health and wellness decision, but it's one that you have to make because, all right, my bed isn't comfortable, but I want to find a trustworthy vendor, and there's so much information out there. So when you walk into a Verlo store, is there still that is a sleep quiz, right, that you fill out, and how does that help kind of match with customer needs?
Yeah, because really, you know, our comfort coaches are really trying to understand what type of sleeper you are, and really what bed is going to fit you the best. Because finding the bed that fits you the best is going to provide you the best comfort and the best experience. And that is the goal. But like I said before, I think our great advantage is that if for whatever reason your tastes change and you used to like a hard bed and now you like a softer bed, that's something that, you know, we're in a position where we don't have to run away and ignore you. We can actually solve the problem.
And is that Sleepiphany products still around? That was kind of a reaction, but like a lot of these startup mattress companies, I'm sure, are competitors.
So now Sleepiphany is not its own product anymore.
Okay.
We do have a vacuum machine that will roll and vacuum up beds. So we basically can ship beds and bed in a box, but we're doing it with our whole mattress line now.
Okay.
So we can do it with any of our Verlo mattresses.
Okay. Very good. All right. We're going to put that on the list. My wife told me, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, she's like, that's a mattress topper you got. you love it, but I just don't love it as much. So I got to start the process. And that journey, like you said.
And the women drive that journey, by the way.
Exactly, yeah. So we got to get in. We got to find something that's going to meet our needs. In terms of, you know, we'll switch gears a little bit here. What are you seeing with the RNC in terms of bookings at the hotels and restaurants? Are you you're excited for what's happening this summer, yeah. But business-wise, what are you seeing?
I'm excited for what's coming. On the hotel side, obviously, it's a, you know, people need their rooms, so they get their rooms booked way in advance. I will say we've seen less activity on the restaurant side in terms of just communication and requests relative to the DNC. Mm-hmm. But I'm hopeful as we get closer, you know, the demand will continue to grow.
Okay. We are joined by David Marcus from Marcus Investments. When we come back for the final segment, talk about lessons learned through his leadership tenure here in Milwaukee, some tips for the next generation, and I want to touch on something that is important to my world since my father spent most of his career at Goodwill Industries. David is the incoming board chair at Goodwill Industries. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We'll be right back.
Hot dog, get your hot dogs here. Hot and fresh hot dogs.
Hot diggity dog, it's baseball season. Wisconsin's Afternoon News has partnered up with Vienna Beef to bring you Brewers Ticket Tuesday.
Tune in every Tuesday during the 3 o'clock hour for your chance to win a pair of tickets for an upcoming Tuesday home game for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Get up, get out of here, go!
Nothing says summer like a hot dog in baseball, and we've got both on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
On the home of the Brewers, WTMJ.
Wait now or wait a little longer? You may have just increased your lifetime income by tens of thousands of dollars. That's how Social Security can work for you. The longer you wait, the more money you may get. Deciding when to start taking your Social Security benefits is one of the most important retirement decisions you'll make. Our team at Drake & Associates can show you the options and help make the right decision for your situation. You spent decades paying in. Optimize what comes out. Drake & Associates can help you squeeze every penny out of your Social Security benefits. Claim your free Retirement Ready Toolkit that has guides on Social Security. To get our complimentary toolkit, call or text SS to 414-409-9982. That's calling or texting SS to 414-409-9982.
Investment advisory services provided by Drake & Associates, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Insurance products are offered through a separate company, Loft Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a Wisconsin insurance agency. Clients are under no obligation to purchase any recommended insurance products.
Since 1964, we've changed your tires and so much more. Richland's Tire and Service, such a refreshing change. Richland's.
We find the best way to protect and uphold the reputation of our business is to hire good people and then take care of them. We really do love the people that work for us, and we care about what's in their best interest. And what that means to you is this. Who do you really want on your job? Someone who's maybe underpaid or doesn't feel appreciated? Might not have paid vacations or great work benefits? Our folks have all of these things and more. Vito and I make sure they feel appreciated because happy people do happy work. There's a culture we're building here at Semper Fi that brings respect back to a very hard job. And that's why we know that our crews are going to do the kind of work that you expect. This is Brad Youngbluth with Semper Fi Roofing and Exteriors, your local, veteran-owned and operated exterior remodeling company. For your new roof, siding, window and door installation, or masonry work, you can count on Semper Fi to keep you safe, warm, and dry.
We keep you safe, warm, and dry, Semper Fi!
Did your home suffer damage from a storm or severe weather? Don't stress any longer. Loyal Family Renovations treats all of its customers like they've joined their personal family, and every project as if the work was being done at their own house. Loyal Family Renovations has a leg up on the competition due to the personal relationships they've built with insurance adjusters over the years. Loyal Family is family-owned, and the loyalty belongs to their customers. Contact them today to help make your home remodeling dreams a reality. LoyalFamilyRenovations.com.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
I can't love you more than my hometown.
Welcome.
Welcome back to The Upswing. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Friday. Talking with David Marcus and Alex Sazama from Marcus Investments, the Benson's Restaurant Group. Benson's Restaurant Group, just give us the backstory on that, how that name came about, because I know there's a unique story there.
So my grandfather, his name was Ben. And this business is a partnership between my dad and my brothers and I, and we're all Ben's sons.
Okay.
So we're Benson's.
And there was a Benson's.
There was a Benson's
former.
Yeah, the former. By the way, I heard you refer to it as the former Mark Plaza.
Yes, yes.
That takes me back. But the but there was a restaurant called Benson's in the on the first floor there many, many years ago. So I just, you know, it's funny. It just has, since we've launched it, adding a name that has a history and meaning, it's just. It's added a lot of meaning. It's a lot of fun.
Nice. Got to keep it anchored to the family and what's real. That's important. So, Alex, in terms of what we can expect from Benson's Restaurant Group moving forward, kind of what do you see for growth on the horizon?
Yeah. So, you know, I think David's probably better to speak to that. But, you know, definitely we have a lot of opportunities with both the portfolio restaurants of unique, interesting things and then also on the franchise end of it.
Are these concepts that you look to take to other markets and integrate into other hotel properties possibly, or how does that
work? Our goal is, you know, we don't want to grow for growth's sake.
Okay.
Our goal is to always find this is a very challenging business, so finding the right location, finding the right lease, and then making sure you have the right concept for that are key. So we're always looking, and our goal is to continue to grow, but we're going to be very careful about it. And we like the idea of franchising other people's concepts. We, as a family, we've had a lot of success with that over the years.
Mm-hmm.
For example, with Zafiro's, we're the franchisor, so we might see some growth in that in the future as well.
Is there a benefit to having multiple concepts in a market like Milwaukee to have those learnings? Like, hey, if it works here, it could possibly work in other markets?
I think that you certainly can build great concepts and take them to other places. But, you know, the one thing I'd say about that is, you know, operating restaurants is really hands-on. And so being able to be where those restaurants are, I spend a lot of time in the restaurants, and understanding how they're operating on a day-to-day basis is key. So while I would always love to take it to other markets, and I think there's certainly the opportunity, it's just very careful.
Okay. Well, David, as you continue through your career in the greater Milwaukee area, your leadership tenure at Marcus Investments, what's important for kind of the next generation of greater Milwaukeeans to know?
I think getting involved. I think we live in a great city that where the opportunity to get involved and make a difference. You know, Ian Apston's a great example. A young guy comes up, he has an idea for whether it's the new Milwaukee market,
right,
or the Hone Bridge, all things that people weren't thinking about, thinking outside the box. And it's all because of his willingness to get involved. And, you know, I would encourage everybody to get involved with some charitable organization and start making a difference while you're young, and it will only grow.
Somebody once told me that nobody gives you the right to stand on the sidelines. And I think no matter where you are in your organization, you gotta get off the sidelines and get involved, find a mentor, find an organization to plug into. You know, one organization that you've been passionate about through many years is Goodwill Industries,
mm-hmm.
and you're the incoming board chair there?
That's correct. Yeah. Look, Goodwill is in such a unique position in a town where we've got some profound issues. There are neighborhoods where employment is, you know, the barriers to employment are a real challenge. And Goodwill, with its economic strength of its retail stores and its organization and how well Jackie Hallberg and the team run that organization, puts it in a unique position to be a real difference maker in our community in lowering barriers to employment.
Okay. And in terms of the Marcus name still on the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, the Marcus Performing Arts Center, that, I mean, goes back to 1994, I believe. What do you see next for that space?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to continue to be the center of our cultural world. If you look at that area in general with the St. Kate Arts Hotel, you know, the Marcus Center, whether it's Broadway, in effect, this weekend is the Broadway Bash, their annual celebration. So it's important. It's vibrant. It's one of the things that, you know, allows Milwaukee to punch above its weight. If you look at our arts community and our cultural assets, they're head and shoulders above cities our size.
Okay, very good.
I appreciate David Marcus and your time today, taking time out of your day to kind of get yourself into the great Milwaukee weekend. Alex, I know you got a bunch of restaurants you got to run this weekend, too. It's going to be mighty busy for Cinco de Mayo and Derby Day.
Absolutely.
All Thanks, right. Jeff. Until Monday, have a great weekend. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ.